You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, this is long time, first time. Jammed lines with people who have never, ever called the show before. And so we get to say hello and ask anything we want. And then you get to ask anything you want. Good morning, Abby. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Yay, it's Abby. You finally called. We've been waiting. You're the best.
We're excited to talk to you.
So what are you doing today, Abby?
Well, currently driving to work.
Oh, barf.
Work on a Friday.
Aw. Yeah, but you like your job, though, don't you?
You gotta make money.
You know what? I do. I really like my job.
Well, now tell us what it is.
So my title is actually like an early learning consultant, but another term for it is a coach.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know people who are like teacher coaches. You're like a preschool coach, is that right?
Yes. Yep. So I work inside the classrooms coaching the teachers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And as soon as somebody pees their pants, you run, though, right?
Your problem, not mine.
I get some minimal interactions with the kids. They know my name. They're excited to see me. And then I'm like, bye.
Yeah, gotta go. Ooh, got a call. I have a call.
That's almost like a grandparent who gets to play with the grandkids and then leave them behind.
That's right.
That's right.
All right, what are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Well, you know what? That's what I'm kind of hoping to get some suggestions from you. I was going to go see my dad. He's like 3 hours away, but the weather seems to have taken control over that. So I thought I'm just going to stay home, and I don't know.
He's going to hang at home.
Happening in Denver?
Well, you know what? I was thinking about doing this weekend is I think our rugby team just down the street from us, I think they play tomorrow night. Have you ever been to a rugby game?
No.
Yeah, you might want to.
It's snowing, though.
Yeah, the Raptors. I think you might want to go do that because that would be kind of fun. And it's a cool little stadium. We see the stadium outside our window of their studio even. So So there's one idea.
Okay. Bundle up or go to the Comedy Works. That's inside. Go laugh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's always a good time.
Comedy Works is fun.
Go
do
that.
That is a good one, yeah.
So
okay. Good suggestions.
Well, that's why we're here. So that's your question for us is what to do this weekend?
No, actually, really what I'm wondering is what time do you guys get up in the morning?
Well,
3:50.
3:45 for me, except this morning my alarm didn't go off, so it was 4:17. So.
Oh, yikes.
And then we wander in with goo in our eyes.
But you probably don't get to battle the traffic in the morning, though, huh?
Zero traffic. It's awesome when it snows because I'm usually cutting tracks on the way in.
And it's more awesome for me, Abby, because I just a few months ago moved to a building next door to the radio station. I walk to work every day.
Oh, my word.
It's the best. I forgot something the other day, and so I just came here, and then I turned around, I walked back
home.
And got it and came back, didn't miss a second.
Yep.
Nice. You're like, I got to get my lunch. It's still fresh in my fridge.
Yeah, it was during one of the commercial breaks. He just took off.
That's exactly what it was, actually. So
then you're like, oh, wait, my steps are in for the day. How nice.
Yes.
Like, yes.
That's right. You know my life, Abigail.
Oh, that's hilarious. Actually, it's not Abigail. It's Abby Sue.
Abby Sue. That's cute.
Yes.
I got to say, I like
that's
that
pretty
a
cute.
Lot. Well,
yeah, people try to call me an Abigail, and I have to.
You have to slap them down.
No. My sister's name is Nina, and it's spelled like Nina, and I'm like, oh, she's gonna kick your butt.
I know a Nina who goes through the same thing.
And so. I know a Tana, so everything will work out.
Hey, listen, before we let you go, how long have you listened to this show?
So when I first called, she asked me that, and because I'm a native, and I was trying to remember, because I've listened to, like, Dom and Jane. I can remember Mindbender, even when I was, like, driving to my first job long, long time ago.
Yeah.
So it's probably been, like, 20-something years.
Wow.
Look at you, Abby.
I know.
Well, I'm glad you finally called us, and I now hope you call us often, Abby, okay? All right, Abby Sue?
Thanks so much. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Happy Friday.
It's a good way to start it right there.
We're out of the gates with a good one. Here is Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. How long you been listening?
Well, don't get mad at me, but it's only been a few weeks.
Why would we get mad at
you?
That's
all right. We like the newbies.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've only lived here. I'm a Minnesota transplant. And
I'm sorry?
I moved here from Minneapolis.
No, I heard you. I'm just sorry.
Hey,
oh, gosh. Well, I know. I mean, the weather's been just beautiful there lately, so.
Yeah, right.
It's definitely great to be here, but I was so into Pandora, and then one day I'm just like, I'm going to listen to the radio station here in Denver, and I happened to come upon you guys, and you're awesome. You make me laugh, and you remind me a little bit of a radio station in the Twin Cities.
Oh, is it Dave
Ryan in the morning.
Yeah, Dave Ryan on KDWB. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's a good choice.
I don't know. Yeah,
well,
and I've never called into any radio station before, but I thought, I will this time.
Yeah, here you are. So what brought you out here to Colorado?
Yeah.
The weather and just a new opportunity with work. And then my son and his family moved here, so we've all kind of drifted into this territory, and I'm sure all of you natives just hate us for that, but
no.
We can't help ourselves.
You're raising our housing prices, Joe. Thanks.
I know.
Definitely. I'm the one who embraces you with open arms, and I will tell you this. You've come here at a perfect time, because once springtime really hits in force and then summer, you will recognize that you have moved to paradise.
It's pretty darn nice,
Joe. It is beautiful. It's beautiful here, and the people are fantastic.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Well, you have actually kind of made our morning, so thank you for choosing us over Pandora. And I
thank you.
And I hope you have a great weekend, Joe. Call us
thank
often,
you
okay?
Guys. Take care. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, Joe. Bye.
Bye. God, we have the greatest listeners. Here's Evie. Good morning, Evie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's long time, first time. How long have you listened?
Probably since February 15th. I just moved here from Wyoming.
Oh, another
newbie.
Got
a lot of newbies, a lot of transplants. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
What brought you here?
Work. I transferred with my company.
Work. What do you do?
I cut hair.
Oh, all right.
I'm a stylist.
You got transferred as a hairstylist?
You must be really good.
I've never heard that before.
I am really good.
Well, of course you are.
Well, you probably have more clients out here than you will in like the middle of Wyoming.
Right.
It is a lot busier here. Yeah. I'm in Loveland, right in the little area, and it's so nice here.
Do you have to if in Wyoming, because there's not that many people, when you have a slow day, do you have the people bring in sheep for you to shear
like
and
horses'
stuff
manes
like that?
Or anything like that?
No,
I cut hair there for a long time, so I was busy.
That's good.
I'm from a little town called Lander, so it was pretty busy anyways.
The last speeding ticket I got was in Wyoming, and Jeremy heard me bitch.
Nonstop.
It was the biggest
Shoshone?
Rip-off. No, it was, I'm trying to remember the name of the town, but it was the biggest rip-off.
He was still speeding, though. He was going above the posted limits.
Oh, for God's sakes. It was 4 a.m., nobody on the road.
Still very reckless.
I was doing 34 in a 30, and he gave me a ticket. You're going to tell
a pricey one for superintendent zone?
Yeah, it was something like $110 or something.
Ouch,
like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, you just
got to superintendent zone.
Go the limit, Dom.
I'm going to tell you something, Evie. I will not hold it against you. I embrace you, and I'm glad you. Do you have a question for us or no?
Have you ever been to Guffey, Wyoming, or Guffey, Colorado?
Guffey.
I don't know that one.
Where's Guffey?
In Colorado. Kind of up by Colorado Springs, I guess. I don't know. I saw it yesterday, and I thought,
why do you ask?
Of all the questions we've had over the years, of all the hundreds of questions we received.
Population 98 in Guffey, Colorado.
I don't know that one.
It is, yep. Population 98.
No, I have not been, but now we're going to put it on our to-do list, okay?
Okay, yeah, they have a really cool swimming hole there. If you look at the pictures.
I see it right now. It looks kind of dirty, actually.
Foul.
It's really brown.
No,
it's really brown.
Evie, welcome to Colorado. You go have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you guys, too.
So much for listening. Next up is Lynn. Good morning, Lynn. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Are you a newbie also, or have you listened for a while?
Oh, I've listened for a long time.
Define that.
I've listened since Dom and Joe.
Wow.
And when I was a teenager, I used to listen to Kim Radio with Pogo Pogo on AM.
Boy, you have been around
a long
time. Well, we appreciate your call. But in all these years of listening, you've never picked up the phone and called us. So
no, because usually I'm driving.
Mm.
And
that's a lot of driving.
It is. Do you do that for a living? Do you drive for a living?
Oh, no, no, no,
oh,
no.
You just drive around for fun.
Well, I have an hour commute to work.
Oh,
yikes.
You must hate me then with my 5-minute walk.
Well, I envy you, but I could never hate you.
Oh, that's so nice, Lynn. Well said.
Well, after all of these years, do you have a question for the show?
Well, I'd like to know where you're from. I know where Jeremy's from, but where are you originally from?
I have no home. I was an Air Force brat growing up, so I moved every couple of years. And when I moved here to Colorado in 1986, that became home, and I've been here now 32 years. So I am a...
However, you were born somewhere.
I was born in Kittery, Maine.
But I never
lived there. My parents actually lived in New Hampshire, right across the border, and the closest hospital was across the border in Maine. So they went over there, popped me out, and then drove back to New Hampshire.
And took off.
And I want to tell you something. 2 years ago, I went to Maine and Kittery for the first time since I was born, and I took a bunch of pictures. And I'm like, really? Why do I have all these pictures?
You'll never look at it.
It doesn't really mean anything to me.
Picture of the hospital.
It's not like I have any memory of it, but good food, I'll tell you that.
But that's adorable. Adorable.
That was my story. Yeah. Lynn, I'm glad you called. Thank you for listening for so long. You have a great weekend.
I have to tell you, my daughter called the other day and won rattle off.
Oh, yeah?
It was Samantha.
Yeah.
She was great.
Yeah. She's the best Samantha
we've ever had. Really quick,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go have a great day, Lynn.
Thanks. You do the same.
Thank you. You know, we're running late, but I want to talk to Beth and Debbie. Can we just go late?
Do it.
Let's just go late. We're going to go late today. We're going to throw out all the rules. Hi, Beth. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Glad you called. How long you been listening?
I've been listening, since I started driving and I had control of the radio station. So probably, 15 years, I would say.
That's wonderful.
Well, thank you for that.
What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Usually my husband and I, we're very intentional about, spending our weekends together, and because we have opposite shifts that we work, and so we usually, spend the whole weekend, going out and finding new breweries and eating food and doing fun stuff.
I love that.
This weekend, we kind of are we just want to stay home and do nothing. It's been a very...
Do a little Netflix and chill,
month,
huh?
I got to tell you, that's a great weekend, though. You know, you stay in your softy pants all weekend.
Get some junk food.
Call in some Chinese food,
maybe. Are you guys binging anything right now as far as shows go?
Not really.
Nothing?
We have very different viewpoints on what we watch. So we don't watch a lot of TV together, which I actually like.
I hear that. I cannot watch anything with Nicole.
Yeah, it's hard. So he watches his shows when I'm not there and I'm at work, and I watch my shows when he's at work and I'm off, and it works great.
Well, that works out good because when you come together,
do other stuff.
You play dominoes? Is that what you said?
We're 80-year-olds.
That's fantastic!
I don't think I've ever played.
Which dominoes game do you play? Do you play Mexican Train and stuff?
We're newbies. We're newbies. So we're learning all the different variations.
I've never played dominoes. I didn't know that was a thing. I thought you just set them up and knock them over.
I got a pretty cool domino set that I was given as a gift one time, and I don't break it out enough. You might have inspired me to break that out this weekend. So.
Yeah, it's really fun. You should do it.
So, hey, why don't you have me over, and we'll have a little dominoes game.
Yeah, come on over. We'll have a dominoes night. It'll be great. It's so much fun.
I'm glad you called us. You go have a great weekend, and now call us often, okay?
I will try. Thanks. You guys have such a great weekend.
Thanks,
you too,
Beth.
Thanks.
All right, we'll do one more. It's Debbie. Good morning, Debbie. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
So, welcome to the show.
I'm just going to say, thank you. You saved the best for last. I'm glad you went over time.
Well, thanks for holding.
Well, we knew you were there, Debbie. What do you do?
I am a food scientist, actually. So food that you would buy on shelves in the grocery store, there are people in a kitchen testing flavors and textures and other smells of product.
Are you the person that comes up with the different flavors for Pringles and things like that? Like if I have pizza Pringles, that's you?
Really?
Yes.
So what's one that you've worked on?
Do you know Udi's gluten-free?
Well, there used to be an Udi's restaurant next to us, and I've seen and I've bought the bread in the stores before.
Yeah, so that's one of our brands. So that's one that you'd probably know the most, or Evol. Huh. They make breakfast burritos.
Are you the person who tests to tell us how many calories, how many grams of carbohydrates and all
trans
that?
Trans fats.
Is that your job?
No, that's more regulatory. I just make sure the product tastes good.
What a job!
I know, you just sit around and eat all day and you're like, nah, that one's bad.
How does one get into that line of work?
I want that.
Wait, there is a college degree that is food scientist, actually, food science.
Yeah.
And then I also got my culinary degree. So kind of a combination of those. And that's how I landed in it.
And you have like super taste buds or something too, right?
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I do.
See, I can do that. I could do that because my dentist said I have thick saliva, which actually makes food taste more vibrant and delicious, I guess. So I could come help you out because of my thick saliva.
Perfect.
No joke. Yes.
What a great line at the bar, though. Hey, baby, what do you do? I'm a food scientist. Whoa.
I taste food just all day long. That's all I do.
Do you get sick of it?
And then I bring home, not really, because there's a lot of different products, and then I bring home food for, you know, friends and family all the time.
Do you have to work out a lot? Because I feel like I'd weigh like 400 pounds. I was eating food all day.
Yes, I do, actually.
Yeah.
She throws
it's
it
rough.
Up.
She throws it.
Sticks her fingers down her throat. Listen, you are delightful. Now, I hope you now call us very often, okay?
Yes, thank you. Enjoy your weekend.
You too, Debbie. Bye.
Bye.
Well, another successful long time
first time. Yeah, thanks for calling, everyone.
Greatest listeners ever.